As David noted, the Bush administration has promised to address FBI violations of the Patriot Act. The Justice Department Inspector General reports agents improperly used national security letters to get personal information on Americans. The report has both Republicans and Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee calling for changes to the Patriot Act. Earlier today, I spoke with the Judiciary Chairman, Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy, and asked him what he would change.
For one thing, I would make it very clear that it's an extremely limited number of people that could issue these national security letters. The way it is now, it's just about anybody walks in and says, gee, let's go check on so-and-so's bank account, or let's check on this. We'll issue this. We don't have to bother to tell anybody. And besides, we don't like the guy. I mean, it could be that simple. In the past, you had to go up a fairly high chain of command, and then all of those had to be reviewed. When they stopped doing that, you see what happened.
Yesterday, you spoke a little bit about the need to change the standard here. Do these FBI officials need to be able to show probable cause before they can go after this kind of record?
Well, there's a limited amount of probable cause that they have to show in the national security letter. But the national security letters are only for a limited amount of time, limited amount of data. You want to go beyond that, you have to have search warrants.
Does that mean it needs to be judicial review every time?
You don't have to do judicial review every time. We've had this in the past that you didn't have to. You have almost the equivalent of an administrative subpoena. I'm saying that in the broad sense, not in the technical sense. You don't need it every time, but you do need some kind of a check and balance. You cannot have, there's no justification for the vast bulk of these national security letters. They're just a very wide fishing net. And if we allow ourselves as a nation to get used to that sort of thing without somebody saying stop, this is a very slippery slope.
So are you saying that there shouldn't be any need for national security letters at all?
No, we've had national security letters in the past, but they were done only with a very clear chain of command as to how they were being done, when they're being done, who approves them. What I'm saying is I want to go back to that very tight chain of command, but I want to add another factor. We actually added this over enormous opposition from the White House. We added a requirement that there had to be a report to Congress. It's when they started to develop that report to Congress that the Inspector General found, guess what, had been terribly abused.
But Senator Leahy, you yourself have just said that this provision for the Inspector General audit that Congress put in actually worked. It showed that there were violations.
Yes,
doesn't that mean there's not a need to rewrite it, that this provision is working?
No. In fact, what the Inspector General showed, that the requirements for a national security letter had been so loosened that just about anybody could get one and could go on a fishing expedition anywhere.
FBI Director Mueller has characterized these errors as administrative, that they were not criminal or malicious intent. Do you agree with that?
Well, we don't know. We just gotten the report. I'm up at my home in Vermont. I'm going through as much of this as possible. There's a lot in there that we haven't been able to look at. There's parts of it that's redacted. I will hold hearings in the Senate Judiciary Committee. We will have people in under oath. And we will ask specifically how this came about. Now, if this was an administrative screw-up, then fire some of the people.
What about FBI Director Mueller?
Well, we will go into that. I think we will look at everybody involved. We'll look at them under oath. If the mistakes are made, we'll try to correct the mistakes. If these mistakes, as I suspect in some instances, they were intentional, then I think these people should not be in the FBI. You know, most of the men and women in the FBI will follow the rules, will follow the law. But if you've got some people who think that because they're in law enforcement, they're above the law, they don't belong in law enforcement. Nobody's above the law.
Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, thank you for speaking with us, sir.
Good to be with you.